Ron held up his badge. Mrs. Weasley let out a shriek just like Hermione's.
I don't believe it! I don't believe it! Oh, Ron, how wonderful! A prefect! That's everyone in the family!
What are Fred and I, next-door neighbours? Said George indignantly as his mother pushed him aside and flung her arms around her youngest son.
Wait until your father hears, Ron. I'm so proud of you. What wonderful news. You could end up head boy, just like Bill and Percy. It's the first step. Oh, what a thing to happen in the middle of all this worry. I'm just thrilled. Oh, Ronnie.
Fred and George were both making loud, retching noises behind her back, but Mrs. Weasley did not notice. Arms tight around Ron's neck, she was kissing him all over his face, which had turned a brighter scarlet than his badge.
"Mum, don't. Mum, get a grip,"
he muttered, trying to push her away. She let go of him and said breathlessly,
"Well, what will it be? We gave Percy an owl, but you've already got one, of course."
"What do you mean?" said Ron, looking as though he did not dare believe his ears.
"You've got to have a reward for this," said Mrs. Weasley fondly. "How about a nice new set of dress robes?" "We've already bought him some," said Fred sourly, who looked as though he sincerely regretted this generosity. "Or a new cauldron. Charlie's old one's rusting through. Or a new rat. You always like scabbers."
"Mum," said Ron hopefully, "can I have a new broom?" Mrs. Weasley's face fell slightly. Broomsticks were expensive.
"Not a really good one," Ron hastened to add. Just a new one for a change."
Mrs. Weasley hesitated, then smiled.
"Of course you can. Well, I'd better get going if I got a broom to buy too. I'll see you all later. Little Ronnie, a prefect. And don't forget to pack your trunks. A prefect. Oh, I'm all of a dither."
She gave Ron yet another kiss on the cheek, sniffed loudly, and bustled from the room. Fred and George exchanged looks.
"You don't mind if we don't kiss you, do you, Ron?"
said Fred in a falsely anxious voice.
"We could curtsy, if you like," said George. "Oh, shut up," said Ron, scowling at them. "Or what?"
said Fred, an evil grin spreading across his face.
"Going to put us in detention?"
"I'd love to see him try," sniggered George.
"He could if you don't watch out," said Hermione angrily.
At which Fred and George burst out laughing, and Ron muttered,
"Drop it, Hermione." "We're going to have to watch our step, George," said Fred, pretending to tremble, "with these two on our case." "Yeah, it looks like our law-breaking days are finally over," said George, shaking his head.
And with another loud crack, the twins disapparated.
"Those two,"
said Hermione furiously, staring up at the ceiling, through which they could now hear Fred and George roaring with laughter in the room upstairs.
"Don't pay any attention to them, Ron. They're only jealous." "I don't think they are,"
said Ron doubtfully, also looking up at the ceiling.
"They've always said only prats become prefects. Still," he added on a happier note, "they've never had new brooms. I wish I could go with Mum and choose. She'll never be able to afford a Nimbus, but there's the new clean sweep out. That'd be great. Yeah, I think I'll go and tell her I like the clean sweep, just so she knows."
He dashed from the room, leaving Harry and Hermione alone.